The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How do you guys feel about relocating for a relationship? Not for a job, for love.
Not me. Nuh-uh.
Mm-mm. Just straight out,
no,
Anthony?
No, flat out. Don't even bring that.
You don't love us? We may have to move someday.
Well, no. I'll move where the check moves. But I will. Sorry, that got real dark. I really move with you guys. But not a relationship.
I move for Dana.
You move for... No, but there was relationship ties, though.
Exactly, for a relationship.
Yeah. And you...
And we weren't married.
But you already had the baby.
We already had a baby.
So yeah, time out. There's that. You already had the baby. But like, flat out just move for a partner? I would never move for love.
I don't think you should just cross that off. That's the SOS, like a single topic right now inside the Dana Cortez Show. And I wanted to come out the gate because I knew Anthony would jump on that because you I don't think really have ever been in real love.
Don't put that on him.
Don't twist the thing. The original question was, would you move for love? And now it's you never been in love.
Well, no, okay. If you really love somebody and you found a good job wherever the hell that person lives, you're not going to take a shot and move across the country?
I would if I had the job lined up, but I wouldn't blindly move. I've had friends who met a girl, she moves all the way across the country, and 6 months later, everyone's life is ruined.
She didn't have a job or nothing?
Well, she didn't have a job, friends, family.
Well,
those then
that's bad right
that's,
there.
That's what I mean. I would never do that. I would have to make sure. My mom raised me to be, don't ever be dependent on a person, significant other or not.
No,
and I would
right
never
that.
Do
yeah.
that. I would never put myself in a position where, like, my whole livelihood is in this person's
hands.
Well,
my girlfriend is very successful, and she met a guy who's also extremely successful, and she's thinking about relocating because she's unhappy where she is, even though he can move, too. Like he's at a point in his career that he can move. She's like, I don't want to be here. But she's thinking about moving from one state to another, and she asked for my advice. Therefore, I brought it to the radio because that's what I do. Relocating is a big deal. Long distance relationships are already tough. I've never been in a long distance relationship, but
they don't usually work out.
Well, this one did. This one is working out. They've been together almost 2 years. So that's a long time to live separately. And now they're ready to take the next step.
So they've been away from each other for 2 years?
Yes.
And now they're going to move in together?
Yes.
Oh, that's not going
to
work out.
Yeah, this is just going to crash course. This is going
to
crash.
First of all, one of my good friends is married to the guy that she dated out of town. She lived in New Mexico and he lived in Texas. They are now married and happily at that. Second of all, we all know another person who's done that. There's many, many success stories, but they have to follow the rules of relocating. Remember, this day and age, we meet people online. A lot of people connect from different cities, different states, even different parts of the world. So it can work, but you got to abide by the rules. What are the rules? I'll share them with you next. This is the Dana Cortez Show, SOS, Sick of Single.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So my girlfriend has been dating a guy almost 2 years. They live in separate states. They don't even live in the same state. And now she's thinking about relocating to live with him because he was going to relocate. She's like, I'm not happy here anyway.
Oh, he better tell his local girlfriends.
So you think if it's long distance, he's automatically cheating? That's another topic.
That's not cheating. What is that? Yeah, it is.
I mean, there's
area code law and all that. I mean,
you know what? We're going to
law
put area a pin in this one. This is another topic. Please put a pin in this one. But for right now, we're talking about relocating for relationships. I have several friends who've done it. The thing is, people meet differently now. Yeah, a lot of people that connect now meet online. Most of my friends I've met online from the radio.
Yeah, all my...
friends.
Dude, the last hookups I've had all been DMs. All Instagram DMs.
Were they all in the same city?
Slow down there, cop.
Exactly.
They were scattered. They were scattered. Area code law.
Yeah, because last time we were in LA, you had two chicks on the side, and then you hooked up with your ex. So that's what I'm saying.
Back to this guy.
So it's not a guy. She's my girlfriend.
Whatever. Just off me.
If you're considering relocating for a relationship, there's a few rules you got to abide by. First, give yourself and your partner time to adjust. Because Automatic made a good point last break. Wait, they're going to move in together?
Yep.
Yeah, living together. Automatic and I slept at each other's house. He was at my spot all the time. I was at his spot all the time. Moving in together is a whole different story.
Well, you got to pay bills together.
And clean
life
the bathroom together.
And
share the closet together.
And when you got to fight and go home together.
Exactly. So give yourself and your partner time to adjust. Number two, keep up communication, compromise, and respect. You know the great thing about long distance relationships and all that?
You can just hang up on them.
Or not even that. You can say, I hate you.
Facts.
I hate that you just said that. That was
take
not
that,
okay.
Take that.
No, or you can just send a text like, I love you, right? And that means the world. But when you're together, it's different.
Gotta go a little bit more beyond.
Well, you're not
when
used
Dana's
to
when Dana's mad at me, I gotta go to my little studio and just hide in
yeah.
there.
Yeah, slow down, Schoolboy Q. But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, it's different because you're with that person, and now you have to confront them. Now you have to talk about things. Now you have to, let's sit down and communicate. Exactly. And then finally, the fairy tale ending takes time. First of all, fairy tale ending ain't real. There's no such thing as that. There's no fairy tale. Nothing's perfect. But it does take time to get used to one another, to learn to live together, to learn to work together as Automatic and I do. We have a small argument every day, or disagreement. I wouldn't say argument.
Every day. I wouldn't say disagreement. It's somewhere in between.
No such thing as a fairy tale. But if you're willing to really work on those three things, you can relocate. I will say, though, make sure you got a job. You're not trying to move across country and just move in with somebody rent-free. You got to contribute something to the relationship.
That's big, because if the relationship is strictly staying together because somebody has to live there, you know what I'm saying?
No,
it's not good either. So you're right. Make sure you have your own money or your own income and your own way out.
I also think age plays a big, big, big deal in this, because if you're, you know, you're 19, 20, 21, and you're moving across the country to go live with somebody you met online, chances are it's not going to work out.
I agree with you. The chances are slim. But like my girlfriend who just got married, she's 29 now. She moved when she was 26. So you know what I mean? Yeah. So they spent a couple of years dating.
I mean, 26 for a woman's like 50 for a man. So.
I hate you right now. SOS Sick and Single, y'all. Back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Picture this, you guys. It's a Saturday afternoon. You stop at the Costco, you know, the big box shop.
Oh, yeah.
And you go through the store for a couple hours, partaking in their samples so you can get your fill. And then you fill your cart with 24 bottles of Hennessy and you steal them. What the? Is your WTF inside the Dana Cortez Show? So police in Wisconsin actually arrested a man who did exactly that. He also took a Lorex brand home security system. So wait.
He stole something to protect his stolen goods?
Exactly.
I respect the moxie, and that sounds like the best Sunday fun day I've ever heard of.
So in the video, the suspect can be seen wheeling a cart full of goods past the cashiers. He stopped to talk to one man before continuing to the exit. And at one point, it even appears that an employee stops him. But then she just lets him leave the store. She's like, all right, go ahead.
I'm getting stabbed for 10 bucks an hour.
Hell nah.
No, I don't think this guy had a knife, a gun, or anything. Police said the man got into a 2018 Dodge Caravan with a Minnesota license plate. Yo, Automatic, ain't that where you're from?
Yes.
Yeah, good okay. people.
All right. He was arrested after police asked for help identifying him. The goods were worth $1,500, making it a felony. So one time, I mean, I was thinking to myself, I've gotten away with stealing some things.
I've, dude, never to the felony degree, but what have you gotten away with stealing?
So one time I stole a lipstick, which I got away with. One time I stole lighter fluid and matches and set fire to the neighborhood, which I got away with. And another time I almost went to jail. I've never, ever stolen again. Getting caught like this is the most embarrassing thing you can ever do. Don't steal.
I don't know about stealing, but I know my dad. The one time I was with like 3-4 of my friends, and we kept telling him, Dad, take us to lunch, take us to lunch. So he took us to Sam's Club, and he said, go ahead, have all the samples you want.
Oh, a man with this guy's heart. What was your dad driving?
It was a late 70s bright green Ford station wagon.
Oh,
that's exactly. I hated that car. It embarrassed me.
You almost didn't even want to talk about it today.
You can't be mad at your dad, though. That sounds like everything a single bachelor dad would do.
No,
my dad
know.
Was a single.
Oh, really?
No, he was just cheap.
Oh.
That's your WTF story, y'all. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm so disappointed in Sephora, which I absolutely love this makeup store. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We do this little trending topic, then we're going to talk about SZA. SZA is, I believe, such an incredible R&B artist, right? TDE. She's part of the whole Kendrick Lamar crew. And she's in Sephora looking for makeup. High-end Sephora in Calabasas. For those who don't know, Calabasas is a place none of us can afford to live in.
That's where Kanye and Kim live.
Yes. And she was pulled aside and questioned. They, you know, thought she was going to steal some Fenty products.
SZA? They don't know who SZA is?
You know, I don't think SZA, like for us, she's cool and she's a household name for our household. But for most of America, she's not. You know what the crazy thing is? She used to work at Sephora.
Whoa.
She's a former employee and she threw it out there on Twitter and they apologized to her on Twitter. They sent her a message. Like, we're sorry. But I feel like this racial profiling thing, it's not just an experience that SZA can identify with.
Y'all remember the Selena movie?
Yes.
Where they follow Selena around too?
That was kind of what happened with her. She came back and didn't, or she didn't end up buying anything, right?
No, she ended up leaving.
Really?
Were you going to buy something from Nessa Ford that's trying to profile you? It's just like Selena was like,
I
don't need
the
dress.
Store just to prove something.
don't let your pride make you go broke.
Yeah.
Nah, as a matter of fact, I had something similar to this happen to me when I was in, I think it was early. I was about to be in high school. And you remember Jay-Z used to have a clothing brand called Rockaware. And there's this store.
Oh, Anthony, you are taking it back right now.
And there was this store called The Buckle. And I remember I walked in there and dude goes, hey, bro, let me show you where the new Rockaware is. And I was like,
no.
What? I'm here for some jeans. What are you talking about? He goes, oh, okay, well, then here's what's on sale. And I go, what?
You're kidding.
And he goes, yeah, here's our clearance rack. And I was like, yo, what? And at the time, I was a bald-headed Latino running around. I was really dark, dude. I was a dark-skinned Latino because I was playing football at the time.
Was.
darker than I am now. And then it took me until he was, like, not leaving me alone to realize, like, oh, you're following me. And I said, what are you doing, bro? And he goes, my bad. My boss told me to. And I just left.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
So he was just doing what his boss told him to do. And it, unfortunately, I think we've all experienced that. I found the piece of the Selena. Remember when this happened in the movie?
Excuse me, miss. Can we try this on?
Well, I don't think you'd be interested in that one.
Why?
Well, because that dress is $800.
You know what? Could you just take it off the mannequin? We'd like to try it on.
She's like, I'm a little Mexican-American girl. I'm a millionaire. Dad, let me try this damn dress on.
I wish I had the bag like that because when he was like, want to see what's on clearance? I was kind of like, yeah.
I think we've all been treated like this differently, not necessarily just racially profiled. So I'll share some of my stories. Otto, will you do the same when we come back?
I got some stories.
And how did SZA handle this whole thing? We'll be right back, y'all, with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Man, a whole SZA story. If you don't know who SZA is, she's a great singer. She's part of the TDE camp, the Kendrick Lamar camp. And she was also pulled aside at the high-end Sephora in Calabasas because they thought she was trying to steal some of that Rihanna Fenty product, which is just, that's so sad. Not only is she a former employee of Sephora, she could also buy the whole damn store.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about here inside the Dana Cortez Show. There was a big conversation.
Sorry.
I know. There was a
Well,
there was a big conversation on Twitter, Facebook, over the weekend about how she was treated. And I think a lot of people remember the movie Selena. J-Lo played Selena, of course, the iconic Tejano singer, where she was profiled in a mall when she was going to the Grammys in L.A.
Excuse me, miss. Can we try this on?
Well, I don't think you'd be interested in that one.
Why?
Well, because that dress is $800.
You know what? Could you just take it off the mannequin? We'd like to try it on.
Because that dress is $800. Shut up. That lady makes me mad. $800. One time I went into Walgreens. Now, mind you, I will tell you, I was wearing flip-flops, boxers, and I had a paperclip in my glasses. But still, they asked me to hold my backpack at the counter.
I think that's a pretty common practice, though. I've had that happen to me a lot of times.
I've never, ever been asked to hold my backpack anywhere.
At a convenience store?
At a Walgreens?
At a Walgreens?
Never.
Nah, not at a
it
Walgreens.
It depends what city you're in, but that's pretty common, yeah.
I was in Houston, Texas, in a Galleria area. What are you talking about?
That is not common.
I've had that happen to me a whole bunch of times.
Well, you look kind of thuggish, Automatic. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. See, I'm just profiling you. No, I was so offended. I really was. I was very hurt. I've also walked into jewelry stores. You remember that year that you bought that beautiful emerald ring for me?
Yeah.
I walked into this store because, an advertiser, they said they claimed they had the most beautiful jewelry. Not here. I'm talking about nobody here. And they didn't talk to me. They would not wait on me. They would not wait on me at all. And so I left and you went and bought me this big giant ring somewhere else.
See, I think my take is different because I'm the white guy in the show. And I get
just the white guy on the show. You're a
white guy.
You're a white guy in real life.
Yeah, but I'm a white guy in real life.
Now I don't play one on the show.
It's weird because like growing up, the racial profiling stuff happened to my friends over and over and time again. I remember one time we're walking down the street in California. This lady literally bends over and grabs her bag and holds it and like is screaming at us. And she's telling us, don't take my bag. And none of us had any intentions on taking her bag. It was just the way we looked and we're walking up on her.
How do you feel? You say you're the white guy. We know you're the white guy. But how do you feel when that happens in your presence? And especially since our daughter is biracial.
I hate it. I think it's so ignorant. I think that people that... So like this weekend, a good friend of mine, the guy who I work with, my drummer, he was racially profiled at the airport because he looked suspicious because he had a hood on and sunglasses. And so the lady from the line pulled him out and was like, hey, there's a passenger that said you look suspicious. I'm just telling you right now, we know who you are. We're not going to do anything to you. But I just wanted you to know that the people are saying this.
Because he's dark and he has an afro. And he's Camilo is Cubano, right?
Yeah, he's afro.
Afro-Latino. Afro-Latino.
And Camilo is like the most sensitive, nicest person on the planet.
The only thing you need to fear with him is the hangover the next day.
Exactly. I want you to know how bad I felt when that happened to me. How bad and how ashamed you feel as a person when someone tells you, because of the way you look, you're not good enough. I'm threatened by you. You could do me harm because you're different. And it's very scary. And the media continues to portray people of color in such a negative way. That's why it's important. This show is important. I want y'all to know that. Because you have a Latina female of Mexican-American descent speaking to you. And you have Anthony A. here, who said he's darker than night just now, and who doesn't speak a lick of Spanish, but representing. And you have Automatic, who's white, who's giving his opinion. This is a culturally diverse show speaking truth. I think it's incredibly important for us to be able to talk like this in an open fashion.
For somebody who may not have the platform that SZA does, do you have any advice for a young person who may be profiled?
I think that the number one thing you do is keep calm, keep your composure, and make sure you always represent yourself in that fashion, because you don't ever want to give a reason to validate their warped opinion of you, ever. Stay above the fray.
Make them feel stupid.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A new study suggests that bearded guys actually have more germs than dogs' fur. Poochie. That's gross. So gross. The Dana Cortez Show, y'all. This is your WTF story.
Dirty dogs.
No, dirty guys. So researchers at the Hörslanden Clinic in Sweden wanted to determine whether evaluating humans and dogs in the same MRI scanner would be hygienic. So they took 18 bearded men and 30 furry dogs, and they compared them.
Oh, I thought, I was like, when they did what?
No.
I was like, whoa.
They compared the contamination in the MRI scanner, and it turns out all the bearded bros showed high microbial counts compared to only 23 out of the 30 dogs. 7 of the men had so much beard bacteria, they were at risk of getting sick. That is disgusting. You know, I had a guy who used to cut my hair, and his beard always smells so good. I'm like, your beard smells good. He's like, I shampoo it every day. I was like, you shampoo your beard? He's like, oh my God, it's like your head. You have to clean this, and it's around your mouth. It's like food falls in there.
We're not
stuff.
Bearded men in here, though, really. So, I mean, like,
I've got a clean shaven face. I don't got
you
any hair.
Get a beard. You couldn't grow one if you tried.
I got like 5 hairs on my chest.
You ever dream of a beard?
I do. I'm not going to lie. I do.
You have beard envy?
But someday I will be able to grow a full beard.
Hopefully not. You'll be disgusting. You'll be dirtier than a dog. Because you're not exactly the bathing type.
True.
What? Ew. Okay, just keep it going. All right.
Okay.
What,
so,
your husband don't. Okay, let's keep it going.
Well, Anthony, you kind of got a beard there.
I got a little, just as much as I keep it going. That doesn't stink. This is, I got a neck beard.
That's a poor man's beard.
A poor man's. Don't look at my beard. Don't turn around. It's not supposed to be here.
So basically, what the scientific experiment says is, on the basis of these findings, dogs can be considered as clean compared with bearded men. Oh my God.
Dogs lick themselves clean. You can't lick your beard clean.
What's the difference between a bearded man and a dog? A dog's loyal.
We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. Y'all, that's your WTF story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So this past week, we took our daughter, Ava Matic. DJ Automatic and I have a baby girl. We took her to a theme park to celebrate her birthday. And I have a confession about that. It's the Dana Cortez Show every Wednesday at this time. One call, 1 minute, no judgment. Ugh.
We didn't just take one of her friends with us. We took 11 of her friends.
Hey, but those kids were pretty good. No, it was hard, Anthony. But let me tell you something. They were pretty good. What happened, though, is I had to sneak away for a minute because I needed some Takis. We've been walking all day long. I hadn't had a meal. And I went into this store where a kid is having a meltdown. No big deal. I mean, it's a theme park, right? It's a theme park. You're having a little meltdown. But the kind of meltdown a kid was having, I'm going to tell you, he's probably 7, 8. He has a large soda. You know how big they are at the theme parks? He proceeds to scream and throw it on the ground, and there's soda everywhere. So as he's screaming, for whatever reason, he's having his little meltdown, the woman behind the desk, the cashier lady, has to come around and get on her hands and knees.
Damn.
clean it.
Worst part about working at the amusement park.
What's she going to do? Right? Yeah, exactly. She's on her hands and knees with napkins cleaning it up. She finally finishes.
What was the parents doing?
Watching.
The parents were just watching.
I was handing her napkins as the parents were watching. So I'm biting my tongue. I'm not saying nothing. The kid is still screaming. Whatever the hell. He's bloody murder over there. Then she goes back behind the counter to check them out. And the kid is now yelling that he wants his candy, his cotton candy, that is. He wants his toy, and he wants it now. So the dad turns to the cashier, who just got up from her hands and knees to clean after his son, and says, give him the bag.
Whoa.
They're literally creating a little devil.
Dude.
And I'm just thinking, this boy is going to have to take care of me someday. You're going to let him out into the wild someday. What are you doing?
That kid on sugar reminds me of me on Patron. That's what that reminds me of.
I think it was worse. I mean, I was so upset at the way that this kid was talking to his parents, to the woman behind working. But even more than that, I felt like I felt obligated to say something to the cashier.
Yeah, that's always a weird position to be in.
And say, I'm sorry, do you need some help? And I felt obligated to tell the parents, what are you doing? But I didn't. I held my tongue.
You felt obligated by who? Society?
Yes.
You should have said something to them.
The streets.
The streets right now. And everybody listening right now is like, you should have told him something. Because the kid was just being so disrespectful. And then when the woman hands him the bag, he tells her to move her hand out of the way, starts yelling at her. I mean, it was wild.
Was this kid's name? Lucifer?
No, that was I don't know. It might have been. Rosemary's Baby has retired.
I bet you he had silver teeth.
I was very upset. And my question is, am I wrong to feel outraged about that? I'm outraged. I'm triggered by the way I feel. How long did I talk to you about that afterward, Automatic?
The entire day. And I wish I would have seen it because I would have said something to the parents.
Nah.
Because the parents created that little monster.
It's
not the kid's fault. It's the parents' fault.
Should I have said something? 833 Dana Show. My confession is that kid got on my nerves, but more than the kid, it was the parents that I felt honest disgust with.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Automatic and I took our daughter, Ava Matic, to a big theme park for her birthday, where I witnessed a meltdown of a probably 7 or 8-year-old just being disrespectful, throwing soda everywhere. The worker on her hands and knees cleaning up. I'm handing her napkins while the parents just watch. And then the kid proceeds to scream and yell. He needs his stuff right now, right this very moment. And when the father of the kid tells the cashier, give him his bag, and she tries to, the kid throws another fit. Like he didn't like the way it was handed to him or something. I should have said something to the parents, yes or no, in your opinion.
I think you should have slapped the kid and the parents.
I'm not putting my hands on somebody else's kid. I would never do that.
You got to put a hands on him. What about a little kick? While he's in there.
I'm going to tell you a story about that, Anthony.
Could have given a flat tire and
tripped him. I'm a flat tire on the back of his head.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story about that. Let's take a phone call first. Should I have said something to the parents, or was I right just to keep my mouth shut and bite my tongue?
I definitely would have gone off on the parents because the little kid doesn't know any better.
Thank you.
I mean, they know better, but they need guidance. So they need to know right from wrong. Now, if it was like a 13, 14, 15-year-old, then, you know, then that kid knows better. But at a young age like that, not on my watch. I would have whooped his ass right there.
You can't put your hands on someone else's kid, or you would have whooped the dad's ass.
I would have whipped somebody. Somebody.
I was thinking, you know what's crazy when you just said that? It's not just at that age, because you're right. If you keep letting it go, pretty soon that kid becomes 13, 14, 15, 16, and you got all these crazy kids acting wild that can't be controlled because they've never been taught.
Exactly. Yeah, like, for example, I'm with my nephews, like, this whole week in Florida, and my nephew knows not to even... Don't talk back. I just give him a look, and he already knows to shut his mouth and everything. I don't play that. That's
You lay down the law.
Absolutely. He knows. He knows if he says anything wrong or something, I'll slap him in the mouth, and that's just me though. I'll start whooping, and I don't care who looks at me. I'll just be like, what? This isn't because it's a reflection of me too. So I can't just let these little kids run around acting a fool because then everybody looks at me like, what the hell are you doing? I'm not trying to look
back. No, they're looking at you like you're the bad parent. They're looking at you like you're the bad parent.
I think every good parent should have a look.
Oh, the look is bad.
The look.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell y'all
I'm
a story.
I'm just an auntie, too, and I just have a look.
I'm going to tell y'all a story. You're talking about bad kids, right? And you're like, my nephews know. And I'm not here condoning, you know, beating your child, whatever. We're being silly here, whatever. You know, you gotta punish them right.
I condone it.
However, my cousin was a brat. This guy was like, he had the parents that would let him do anything. When he got home from school, he'd put a diaper on so that his mother would change him. I'm not kidding you. Nah, this is a real story.
Yeah, your family weird.
He would suck a bottle till he was 8 years old.
Oh my God.
And the mother would rock him. And he was just a brat. He made me... But anyway, that's another story. So one day, my aunt and my mom were taking care of him. I wasn't even alive yet in the world yet. So, you know, he was a brat and he was acting crazy. And my aunt grabbed him and beat the hell out of him. Slapped him across the mouth. Slapped him on his butt with a belt. I mean, and then told him, if you tell your mother, I'm going to beat the shit out of you again. He never told and he never acted like that ever again.
Yeah, at least he's not a snitch.
Yeah, at least he's not a snitch.
I'm not condoning. I'm not saying that you grab somebody else's kid and you punish them. I'm just saying it worked for my cousin. The parents are to blame. Parents control your kids. You're raising bad adults. These kids are acting like this now. They're going to be bad grown-ups someday that are going to have to take care of all of us. Please take care of your kids.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Teachers and students, we're coming together for the WTF story. This is a feel-good story right now inside the Dana Cortez Show with a twist at the end. So Paul is a fifth grader who saved his teacher's life, and he learned how on YouTube.
This YouTuber named Jaden Animations, she made a one video where she gave information on how to do the Heimlich maneuver.
Y'all know what the Heimlich maneuver is?
Of course we do.
Yeah, I've never had to perform it, but
you're choking and you get behind somebody and you push. Right? You push under the belly. So here's the deal: his teacher, Miss Ranko, took a giant bite of her delicious muffin, and that's when things went south.
She starts doing the universal choking sign, which I see. I get on my chair, take off my headphones, and then I ask her if she's choking.
Sometimes Automatic likes when I do the universal choking sign.
Oh,
but anyway,
back
to Paul, back to the story. So how did he do this?
What I did was I got right at the sternum, then I would pull back. Then the other kids in my class went to go get teachers to help. But when they got there, she stopped choking.
He's like, y'all are late. I done did my job.
He's a great kid. I'd have went for the grading sheet, but he's a smart man right now.
Thanks to Paul, Miss Ranko lives to teach another day, have another muffin whenever she wants. Even the principal, Lisa Rodas, had some kind words for the fifth grader.
I'm just so proud to think that he was able to react in a situation that could have been very scary for fifth graders. It's a scary situation, and he reacted so quickly, and we are very proud of him.
Paul's a hero.
Paul is a hero, and he looks like a little senator.
He really does. You know, go to Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll throw a picture of Paul up. And the reason I think this is a WTF story, listen to Paul's closing words.
I am very thankful for what she've done for what she've done for me. So I think it kind of made it even.
Wait a minute. What'd you say?
I am very thankful for what she've done for what she've done for me. So I think it kind of made it even.
Now we're even.
I wonder if my brother T thinks he's even with my mom. My mom did the Heimlich maneuver on him one time at one of his birthday parties.
Yeah.
He was really choking?
Yeah, he got a hot dog. Got it lodged in his throat.
Nah.
And she hit the Heimlich on him in front of like all of our little neighborhood friends. And nobody ever forgot it because when T did it, it like flew across the room.
The weenie flew across the room?
It hit the wall.
So what happened to the weenie?
Buck ate it.
What? Oh, you got a brother Buck?
Who's Buck?
No, my dog Buck.
Dog!
That's your WTF story, y'all. Back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Girl talk time here on the Dana Cortez Show. So the question is, if your man or your partner, whoever, is cheating on you, do you want your friends to tell you? If they know, if they've seen it happen, do you want your friends to tell you? Some people might say, yeah, I do. But it doesn't always turn out well. Because last week's down in the DM, y'all remember when this went down?
You know what? I'm glad that you're not cheating. I really am. But you are letting someone else cheat. I'm actually really pissed off you do something like this.
I'm not doing anything. It's not me.
Yeah, but you're helping a man be unfaithful to his wife. That is doing something.
Yeah, you know what? You need to tell him. You got to tell him to confess to his wife or, you know, I'm going to tell her.
Absolutely not. No. No. This is not our business.
You made it our business. You let him use your computer.
How the f*** am I supposed to explain that to Brandon? What am I going to say?
I don't know. Figure it out. He's got a week, you know? He's got a week. If he doesn't tell her, I will.
Turns out he ended up having to tell because this girl here was like, I'm going to call his wife and I'm going to tell that
he's
cheating. She
held him best friend hostage, gave him a ransom. You have till next week or I'll be back.
You shouldn't be involved. How are you helping someone cheat on their significant other?
Sometimes you're a casualty of cheating.
Yes.
I'm just like my man, I've been there before. My college homie Christopher was cheating on his girl, said he was at my crib. His girl shows up knocking at my door. I didn't open the door.
You're a good friend.
I'm a great friend. I didn't open the door, but then she calls my girlfriend at the time and says, hey, blah, 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 blah. I think they're all out. So then now we're both burning down. And eventually, I kept a G and did not tell, but this is the worst situation. And homies, if you're going to cheat, just like your children, keep it all away from me. I don't want neither of them by me.
So you never told?
No, I held it down. I'm bro code all day. I ain't telling. I ain't snitching. And I'm such a great friend, I convinced my girlfriend at the time not to say nothing.
What kind of person are you?
I'm a good homie, baby. That's what I am.
But you let somebody be unfaithful to someone else.
Yeah, I knew my friend. I didn't know her, really.
What happened with them? Did they?
Oh, they split a long time ago.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'm gonna say.
But they didn't split because of you.
Nah, I held it down. Yeah. I kept a G.
They split because of him.
No, I don't.
Because the guy cheating, not you.
Yeah, not me.
No, not because of you. So you got a story like this? I'm sure you do. I do, but I'm on the other side. I actually
was the one who got cheated on.
Okay, so I got cheated on.
Yes.
And someone told you were being cheated on. Okay, will you share how you reacted?
I'm going to relive that very painful moment, yes.
And I actually told one of my best friends that her man was cheating with a woman I know. So we'll show those stories when we come back. And I would love for you to get in on this convo online at Dana Cortez on Instagram. If your partner is cheating on you, do you want to know?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So last week we had a down in the DM play out very differently than anything ever has, right? This woman suspected her man was on a dating site. Turns out he was letting his friend use a profile with his picture and everything so he could cheat on his wife. Does that make sense? Does that break it down?
That would make sense, but it doesn't make sense.
No, it makes no sense at all. So Girl Talk now inside the Dana Cortez Show. The question is, do you want to know if your partner is cheating? Anthony, you said you were the friend being used.
I was being used. That's
you
a great
were being
way to
used.
Break it down. And I also covered up and kept it G. But homies, if you're going to cheat, don't involve other homies, especially if their girlfriends are friends with the girl you're cheating on. That makes this all go down.
And Automatic, you said you got cheated on?
Yeah, so I had a college girlfriend, and this guy calls me that I was acquaintances with, not great friends, and tells me.
Oh, another man told you your girl?
Calls me like out of nowhere, out of the blue, and he's like, yo, what's up, man? And I was like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, your girl cheated on you, and I just want to let you know because I know nobody else is going to tell you, and you don't know any of these people.
Because she was out of town cheating.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm friends with him. I know you're faithful to her. I know you're a good dude. I just want to let you know. And I was like, all right, well, thanks, man. And, you know, blah, 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 we talk. So, of course, I hang up the phone, and I'm like, yo, what the? And she's like, what? He tells you what? Oh, you know he's always had something for me. You know he likes me.
Oh, she's so smart.
And yeah, I was like, but why would he call me just out of the blue to tell me that you cheated? Like, we're not friends.
Right.
And she was like, because he always wanted me and I always turned him down. He's just trying to get even with you and this and that. And I was like, that don't even make sense. But then I wasn't able to, like, check the facts because I don't know anybody involved. And so I just let it go.
So you stayed with her?
And to this day, I don't know for sure that she cheated.
Oh, my God.
But I'm 99.9% sure that she cheated. And I was pretty sure back then, but for some reason, I just let it go.
Because you loved her.
I love something.
You love it. I told my very good friend, this was a weird story. So one of my good friends went out on this date and she had a one night stand with this dude. And she's like, man, last night I met this dude. And this, and I was like, really? What's his name? She says, Jesse. And I'm like, wait a minute. He's with so-and-so. And she's like, what? He said he was single. So I called so-and-so and I told her, your man, Jesse, just hooked up with my girl, April. And she believed, you know, she believed the guy. She believed Jesse over me. In fact, she cut me off. She stopped talking to me. I lost my friend because she wanted to believe her boyfriend because she loved him. I mean, my other homegirl described the guy's drawers, his underwear. She knew, it was like, she went out there to tell me so that I could tell this girl, your man is no good. They spent 5 years together. And after he cheated on her numerous times, she ended up leaving. And then she did hit me up and apologize, but it's just never been the same because she was embarrassed because I told her and she let it ride like that, like you did. Weren't you embarrassed?
Oh, I was embarrassed telling the story right now.
Exactly.
I don't think cheating is worth it at all anymore. You don't have to con for anymore. You can just get it. You don't have to lie. You don't have to do nothing. There's enough women willing to have one night stands for you not to have to cheat, bro. Be loyal, because nobody loves good men more than slow.
Facts.
I will tell you right now, keep your conscience clear. Tell your friend that it's going down, and even if they don't believe you and you end up getting cut off, you're the better friend for telling the truth.
And if Dana's cheating, go ahead and tell me, because this time I'll listen.
Never going to happen.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's debate time, and this time I believe we're probably going to be discussing two of the greatest television shows of all time. First of all, Friends.
This is not one of the greatest television shows of all time. I'm sorry.
You're an idiot.
No, this is not.
Guys, settle down, okay? First of all, settle down, because Friends is obviously great, because I know the song and I've never even watched it. The second television show we're talking about is called The Office.
Greatest television show of all time.
Everybody knows this as well?
Everybody knows The Office.
Okay, well, I know this too.
It literally is the greatest television show ever.
It's good.
Great.
Good.
So pick a side, because you guys are trying to convince me to binge.
Well, you can be
Audie, you want me to binge The Office. Anthony, you want me to binge Friends, because I've never seen either.
I feel like your humor palette would appeal a lot more to Friends, and I can see you really, really getting into the Friends binge, similar to the way you get into Game of Thrones.
He just called you corny.
Oh, is that what he
just called you corny in a roundabout way, because the Friends is corny and all their humor is corny. He just called you corny. He said that your humor is corny.
Can I give the facts here, guys? Can you settle down? Hold on. We're going to come back with a debate. Hold on. Right now, I'm telling you this because on May 7th, The Office ended, wrapping up 9 seasons. This was in 2013.
It ended when Mike left, but anyway.
On May 6th of 2004, Friends ended after 10 seasons. So the question is, which is better? Which should I binge? Should I binge The Office or should I binge Friends? Both of which are available on Netflix, correct?
You can only pick one, though. You ain't got... Come on now.
Do we have our debates ready to go, guys?
We have our debates ready to go, and I actually have a witness as well,
what?
Too.
What? Okay, first of all, I was blindsided by this debate, but since I love The Office so much, I'm willing to crush you and your little friend's hive.
You can't call Billie Eilish?
Yeah. You know what? If I could, I would. But
she would be the ultimate witness, DJ Automatic.
If you could
get her on, Where Are the Avocados would be one. I might be convinced just by you having her phone number.
But I don't. So it's just going to be me by my lonesome today.
All right. Friends versus The Office. Who will win the debate? We'll be back. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Which TV show should I binge on first? Because I've never seen Friends, never in my life. I think I saw like one show. Remember, you tried to make me to watch it and I didn't get it. Or should I watch The Office?
Don't let him tell you when to watch Friends.
Greatest show ever right here.
The Office?
With the greatest intros of all time.
I know Otto earlier tried to say that I called you corny, but you're a fan of my mom, Doris Garcia.
I love your mom,
Saint,
Anthony.
Very funny lady, very, you know, forward. And the reason I am so influenced by Friends is because Ross, Rachel, Chandler, Joey, Monica, and the monkey were basically like my parents.
They were your parents? They were the dad you never had?
Yeah.
All right. So, Anthony, please approach the bench and tell me why I need to watch Friends.
What you need to do is sit down, watch Friends, and understand that it has held the test of time. Go ahead,
Marcel,
and play
it. Where are you going with that disc? You are not putting that on again.
Who, Marcel?
Okay, if you press that button, you are in very, very big trouble.
Matt down, Cross Town, living
and
like
they made it into a meme in 2019.
Oh!
That's how great Friends is.
I actually posted this meme and
yes,
I didn't know
you
what it
did.
Meant.
You are strengthening my corny comments.
Yes, you did. It has held the test of time right there.
Okay, so this clip.
Friends, family, are gathered to celebrate here today.
What
the joyous
this?
Union of Wait. Ross and Emily. Now, Ross, repeat after me. I, Ross.
I, Ross.
Take thee, Emily.
Take thee, Rachel.
What was that?
The moment in TV history that made Jennifer Aniston. It was when Ross was getting married to Emily and he accidentally said Rachel's name. You, oh my God.
Who's
you would
Rachel?
Love, you, Jennifer Aniston. You would okay. love this cheese man. Look at you, girl. I can see you.
Anthony, I'm very upset though because you kind of just gave it away. Does this dude Ross end up with Rachel?
You got to find out. This is a lot. I told you. It's a lot. So and I can see you getting so intrigued. But as, let's just put some icing on the cake right here. Let me go ahead and call my first witness to the stand, my good friend Tanveer.
Yay. What's up?
So I need for you to tell me why I should watch Friends before I binge watch The Office.
There you go. As humans, I think we crave for things that we do not have. Most of us, you and me, we have a job. We have The Office. What we don't have is Friends.
Hello!
And that's why you should watch Friends.
Wow, there very compelling. Very hello! Compelling.
I hope that helps.
It kind of reminds me of the Dana Cortez show.
Tanveer, thank you so much, man.
Thank
I love you.
Thank you, Tanveer. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much,
you
sir.
Have a great day.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye. So now that that witness has left the courtroom, DJ Automatic, can you please explain
weak.
To me why
weak.
I should binge watch The Office before I do Friends?
Play this clip right here. It'll let you know one little reason why.
I'm Prison Mike. You know why they call me Prison Mike?
Do you really expect us to believe you're somebody else?
Do you really expect me to not push you up against the wall, biatch?
Why is Anthony laughing more than I am? Why are you
because
laughing
Because he
hard,
knows
Anthony?
The greatness yeah. of Prison
what
Mike.
What team are you on?
No, because the first six seasons where Mike is on The Office, oh, it's classic. Automatic is right. But after that, woo, boy.
Is it all downhill?
After that, it drops quicker than a prom dress.
Back to you, DJ Automatic.
So my second clip here is going to prove once again why The Office is better.
Stanley! Stanley, you will not die! Stanley! Stanley! Barack is president! You are black, Stanley!
I'm going to give him mouth to mouth. No. Don't give him mouth to mouth for this.
That's
because
comedy.
It's the funniest show to ever grace the television
great,
screen.
But again, he still can't play anything past season six. So go ahead, Automatic.
Does your show have the Dundies? Does it have its own award show? No. So let's move on to
that. What are the Dundies?
The greatest award show inside of a television show ever.
So, hold on just a second. Let me think. How am I going to decide this?
Do you know what you should do? Give it to the people. Put it up as an Instagram poll on your story and let the people decide.
I think that's the greatest idea you've ever had.
That's how confident I am in winning.
At Dana Cortez on Instagram. 10 seasons of Friends. Should I start binge watching this or should we move on to 9 seasons of The Office?
Of the greatest show of all time.
Automatic, tell us about those last 3 seasons.
No, it was the last 2 seasons, and they were good.
The people will decide at Dana Cortez on Instagram, which should I binge first? It's the Dana Cortez show.
Michael came back!